How did they do it, Simon and Andrew? How could they, just like that, abandon their boats, leave their livelihood, and run off with Jesus? And James and John, they left their father, their poor dad, in a boat in the middle of the lake. Barbara Brown Taylor suggests that if we dwell on what the disciples did, we're missing the point. The story, she said, is not about the disciples' virtue, strength, or determination. Rather, it's all about the power of God, who was able to, quote, walk right up to a quartet of fishermen and work a miracle, creating faith where there was no faith, creating disciples where there were none just a moment before. It follows that our own discipleship, ultimately, is not dependent on our virtue, strength, or determination. The question is not whether we're strong enough to reform our lives, to recreate ourselves, but whether we're weak enough. Whether we can accept our powerlessness and surrender to a power beyond our own. Can we let go of self-will and let go of whatever or whomever it is we know we need to let go of and trust the Creator's power to recreate? For St. Ignatius of Loyola took a cannonball. His leg was famously shattered in the Battle of Pamplona in May of 1521. It ended his promising military career. Only a year later was he able to strip off his elegant military uniform and surrender his sword, giving the uniform to a beggar and leaving his sword beneath the statue of Our Lady of Montserrat. Images of that surrender show him releasing his weapon with open palms, his hands ready to receive at the same time he is giving. If we're not yet ready to let go quite yet, then perhaps at least we can loosen our grip. If we can make it to the threshold, the grace of God will walk us into the temple. And behold, another